Last week in Las Vegas, Humboldt County had plenty to cheer about. Red Crest barrel racer Haley Gibson Stillwell, who began the Wrangler National Finals Rodeo ranked 12th in the world, wrapped her first trip to the NFR with a standout finish, climbing all the way to 4th in the world by Saturday night. She also earned 6th place in the NFR average, closing out the season with more than $328,000 in total earnings. Before round 5 of the finals began, Haley told KMA News what it felt like to step into the arena she's dreamed about since childhood.
Yeah, you know, this is the Super Bowl of rodeo, and so I'm literally living a dream right now. I feel like at any moment I could wake up, but it's pretty cool that this is real life. And I finally have accomplished that childhood dream that I had when I was such a little girl.
Haley was the only Californian to qualify for the NFR in barrel racing this year, and she did it with Piper, the Palomino mare she bred, raised, and trained herself. Their partnership is uncommon in professional rodeo, and it showed throughout the finals.
Piper is incredibly special. It's even more special that I did breed and raise and train her, which is pretty rare for this stage. I actually bought her mother off the racetrack in Ferndale. I was working their pony and horses, and I watched her run and had to have her, so I went and bought her and made her into a barrel horse. So she actually is a thoroughbred off the track that ran barrels, and then I smashed an embryo out of her mom, and so she was actually carried by a surrogate. And she was sold out, born on my house, at my house, and yeah, I'm the only one who's ever rode her and trained her, and we have a bond, like, I can't explain. She knows what I'm thinking, and I know what she's thinking, and she loves the game, and she's everything to my success.
Across the grueling 10-night NFR, Haley and Piper remain consistent. Many riders switch between multiple horses to stay competitive, but Haley ran all 10 rounds on Piper, trusting the mare, who Haley said gets better as the competition progresses. And Piper held up, steady, sound, and willing from beginning to end. That consistency paid off. Haley placed in 7 of the 10 rounds, including a go-round win that electrified the Thomas and Matt crowd and pushed her higher in the standings. Some nights brought checks, some brought close calls, but the pair kept building momentum all week.
It's a long road to get to the NFR. I put probably 45,000 miles on my truck this year. Drove all over the country, sacrificed having to be at home, you know, away from my family and everything. And this is a highlight. Being here at the NFR, it's these girls, the top 15, everyone here has worked very hard and put in the work and the passion to be here. And so it's not just the highlight reel of the finals. You know, there's a lot of highs and lows to get here.
Her season included 82 rodeos across the country, but when Gibson, Stillwell, and Piper stepped into the NFR arena last week, they arrived ready, and so did the fans. Autograph lines stretched more than an hour. Even family waited in line. And back home, supporters across Humboldt County tuned in each night to watch a hometown rider compete on one of the biggest stages in Western sports. One of Haley's most meaningful moments came during her winning run on round 7, which fell on military night. She carried the dog tags of Sergeant Jada Good and Specialist Sarah Beckstrom, honoring their service during her ride.
Yeah, it's pretty surreal. It's wild to me, you know, that I have a fan base now, just a little old country girl. So it's a super cool experience. I'm just trying to take in this whole journey and everything that the NFR is offering us.
By the end of the week, the Palomino mare, born in Haley's backyard, had proven she belonged among the sport's elite. Not every run was perfect, few NFR debut weeks are, but Piper stayed with her rider through every turn amid difficult conditions, helping Haley finish her rookie finals with a resume that seasoned competitors would envy. She left Las Vegas with a go-round win, 7 paid runs, a top 6 finish in the average, and a leap from 12th to 4th in the world.
Our season, when it ends in September, I get to go home for a few months, you know, before the finals, and then I get to go back home after this for my circuit finals in Red Bluff, and then I will migrate south to Arizona and hit the Arizona and Texas rodeos for the winter. So I don't get a whole lot of time home. The spring run is in California, so I get to be home a couple months in the spring, but then the summertime I'm on the road full time.
Now that the 2025 NFR has wrapped up, Gibson Stillwell heads back to Humboldt County as one of the top four barrel racers in the world, a first-year qualifier who proves she belongs on the sport's largest stage, riding a mare she raised with her own hands. For KMUN News, I'm Lisa Music.